Well, a recent campaign by the Beef Checkoff Program saw great success. Florida Beef Council Director of Beef Marketing and Promotions, Allison Trimble, explains what all was involved in the promotion.
So back in December, NCBA had a checkoff-funded holiday campaign that proved to be very successful. They reached maximum visibility, using things like content partnerships and social engagements and other things like that. And one of their partnerships included working with Food 52, where they created a content series that highlighted holiday roasting techniques as well as inspiration between the holiday season. It reached a readership of about 11 million consumers, and they did this by utilizing 3 custom videos and creating an infographic that showcased various special occasion beef cuts, and they promoted these items with the help of social media and supporting editorials. The videos earned more than 140,000 views, and the Food 52 Facebook page reached 36,000 views, which is more than double Food 52's average. And in addition, Beef is What's for Dinner developed a Facebook Live series called The 12 Tips for the Holiday. Members of the Beef is What's for Dinner culinary staff, they spoke during the videos, and topics range from selecting food for your, for your meals while they're at the grocery store to preparing it at home in your kitchen, and pretty much everything in between. The 12 videos received 113,000 views and reached nearly 500,000 consumers. So because of the efforts from the Beef is What's for Dinner holiday campaign, the total number of beef brand mentions spiked during the month of December. So, beef became more of a household name during December because of, this holiday campaign that NCBA and the Checkoff had in place.
For more information about your Beef Checkoff program, contact the Florida Beef Council office in Kissimmee or go to their website, floridabeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.